An angry netizen has recently shared a picture of a woman receiving government aid during the Movement Control Order, MCO, and he claims that she does not deserve the help. The enraged netizen believes that the lady is affluent, therefore she does not deserve the help that she is receiving. The reason that sparked this man's anger is the visibility of a double-story house and two cars in the background of the image. According to Free Malaysia Today, the lady, Nur Azia Yahya, was taking delivery of food items from a representative of Ampang MP Zuraida Kamaruddin, as part of the government's aid throughout the COVID-19 movement control order. In his post, he questioned why are essential goods being distributed to the affluent groups rather than the poor. His post has also attracted other netizens to voice out their opinion on this matter. Sadly, there are a few Facebook users who expressed the same sentiments as the man that had started this all. The owner of the post then proceeded to add a similar picture showing a male receiving the aid. However, one perceptive netizen was quick to offer the benefit of doubt by pointing out that the man receiving the aid in the picture may be a driver. Whereas, another Facebook user pointed out that the people who are receiving this help are residing in the red zone and those who are living in the red zone, their foods will be delivered by the social welfare department. Free Malaysia Today had reported that the woman who received the government aid has denied claims on social media that her family does not deserve help. Nur Azia, aged 46, was saddened by the accusations that some netizens have thrown at her. The saying, "Don't judge a book by its cover," has never been any truer, as Nur Azia revealed that since losing her husband, she had been making ends meet by running an online business which was badly affected by the COVID-19 outbreak. Cars belonged to late husband are being auctioned off. She further revealed to FMT that the two vehicles that can be seen in the picture had belonged to her late husband. The cars are being auctioned off pending a court order. The two vehicles belong to my late husband. The road tax and insurance policies have expired. I am still waiting for a letter of administration from the court to sell the vehicles so that I can pay off my debts, including outstanding rentals, said Nur Azia. Nur Azia stated that following the visit of Ampang MP Zarada's officer last week, she was put on the list of single mothers and zakat recipients. Her struggles doesn't only stop there. She revealed that her four children and herself are living in a rental house and are struggling to make ends meet. I did not become rich through a bag of rice, I accepted it because my children need to eat, she said. Following the revelation of Nur Azia's struggles, other Facebook users have commented on the thread stating that the people who judged her, now owe her an apology. We should not be quick to judge others, for we might not know the struggles they may be facing behind closed doors. It's good to be kind and considerate to one another because it helps us to understand others better and we learn to empathize. What do you think of this article? Share your thoughts down below. Also read, Compassionate Majin Company gives out 1,000 free chickens worth RM 15,000 to staff and villagers. You have reached the end of this story.